Good morning, a Friday morning. We are back with Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Today, we're going to take a look at Scott Earle's large real estate portfolio in southern Saratoga County because it just got even bigger. Explain to our listeners what this is all about.
Scott Earle is a very busy guy. By his rough estimate, he now owns 175 acres in Half Moon and about 135 acres in neighboring Clifton Park. Earle recently paid a combined $4.6 million for about 90 acres of land and buildings in Half Moon. He has some ideas for the properties, but hasn't finalized all of his plans. What Earle does have in the works, though, includes an automated recycling facility off Route 146 and more than 100 condos in Clifton Park. And he wants to build a retail and office complex across from the Lowe's in Half Moon. And that site is currently being prepped for the development. Scott Earle is also the guy behind Twin Bridges Waste and Recycling. You've probably seen their maroon and yellow trash cans popping up at more houses and businesses lately. And he is the majority owner of Prestige Services, a vending business out of Half Moon. And if his name sounds familiar, Scott Earle knows the garbage business. He was the majority owner of County Waste before selling that business 8 years ago. Since then, he's been building up his real estate portfolio, and it doesn't seem like he has any intentions of slowing down.
Well, from there, we take a trip to downtown Troy, where a restaurant is expanding.
Yes. What started as just a few tables tucked in the back of a convenience store will soon become an entire storefront right in downtown Troy. Quan Tran started Quan's Vietnamese Bistro on 3rd Street in Troy in the back of Kim's Convenience about a year ago. And he used to be a server at Peck's Arcade nearby. Gina Kim, who owns Sun Hee's Farm and Kitchen, opened Kim's Convenience in 2018, but recently decided that she didn't have the volume to support the store. So she moved the merchandise to Sun Hee's to allow for Tran to take over the full space. Tran plans to apply for a liquor license to help him generate more revenue, and he plans to convert a portion of the space into a cocktail lounge. And Gina Kim is now turning her attention to investing in more real estate. She recently purchased the former Capital Land taxi stand and parking lot at 4th and Ferry Streets in Troy, and she has plans to convert that building into a kitchen or bar space. Kim also has a couple other buildings that she owns downtown, and she plans to renovate them into retail space, more kimchi production space for the Korean restaurant, and classrooms for her work with immigrants and refugees. She's also studying for the LSAT with hopes of going to law school and launching a legal services program right at Sun Hee's in the areas she thinks can support career development needs for immigrants.
Her name is Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next Friday.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.